Actress Natalie Morales, Cuban-Americans who voted for Trump are 10,000% brainwashed. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 5, 2020. Actress Natalie Morales said the hundreds of thousands of Cuban-Americans who voted to re-election President Donald Trump are 10,000% brainwashed. I'm from Miami. I am a first-generation daughter of Cuban refugees. My grandfather was a political prisoner, said Natalie Morales in a lengthy Twitter tirade. Many Cuban Americans have been Republicans since Kennedy, who they feel betrayed them. I, unfortunately, have friends and some family in Miami that voted for Trump, continued the actress, who went on to say that it's not that her friends are racist, it's just that they're brainwashed. They aren't racist. They aren't bad people who want bad things for the world. They are 10,000% brainwashed, said the Dead to Me star. Joe Biden underperformed in Florida's Miami-Dade County, which is made up of nearly 70% of Hispanic voters, including Cuban Americans. The ads, FB videos and misinformation targeting FL since before Obama about how all Dems are radical socialist commies have been widely and continuously spread and also widely underestimated, continued Morales in a follow-up tweet. And, they work. They work because they use and abuse the trauma of my people. Morales goes on to say that many Cuban Americans are not voting for Democrats due to the similarities they see the party having with socialism, as they themselves have actually experienced and fled a socialist country. They were sold the same promises in their countries, equality for all. Socialism works and everyone is equal, wrote Morales. Cuban Americans, however, have told Breitbart News that Democratic Party policies promoted by the likes of Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, are the reason their parents fled communist Cuba to come to the U.S. But those promises turned sour. They turned communist. They turned into Castro. Into Maduro. They turned into suffering and fleeing and death and trauma, the actress added. Morales then goes on to point out that the iconic Hope poster of Barack Obama actually resembles communist propaganda. Remember those Obama Hope posters? What aesthetically does this remind you of? If you said communist propaganda, you'd be correct, said Morales. This design, as popular as it was a bad idea in regards to the Latinx vote in FL. This really sealed the communist deal, she added. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.